Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt, your GM. To my right we have
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Knife Master Rogue.
Neo playing Jarwin Triot, the Flame Dancer Bard.
Nath, Chuck Norris's stunt double.
He's going to show up here and kick your ass.
Oh, dude. You invoked the Chuck.
Jason playing Tam. Huh, I wish there was treasure.
There was.
Curtis playing Ronan. I am treasure.
And Peter playing Meta, the only one with a conscience.
That's it's got to be in all that skin somewhere.
That's true. She's got no skin, but she's got a huge conscience.
Two of them.
Is that what you call them? That's exactly what I was
consciences,
thinking.
Consciences.
Ronan's all kinds of confused.
Wait, what the, those are called consciences?
Wait, no.
As if he wasn't already.
No, because if anybody else brings it up, then no, he totally would have understood that. It's yeah. Just when Kurt decides it's funny.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, about Tam's hole.
Yes.
Oh, we're not ready for that, are we?
Recap.
Isn't that what we were about to explore?
No, first I wanted to, what do the kids call it? A shout out? We just had this impromptu business meeting, quite honestly, since I'm not in control of editing, thank you, Jason, or any of the other technical stuff, thank you, Jason, and Will.
And Kurt.
I had no idea. I had no idea that we have listeners in Brazil. We have listeners in Canada. We have listeners in New Zealand, in the UK, in Germany, in the Netherlands. My fatherland? Motherland? I don't know. With a name like Vanderboo, it's got to be Dutch.
The Dutch made you so bloody easy.
And it was, did I miss anybody?
The U.S.
Oh, yeah, us.
And Sweden.
New Zealand.
Right here at home.
He said Sweden. New Zealand.
And all you others, because we have how many others people, Jason?
There was one in others.
One.
And that is not us being judgmental. That's just the way Podbean does it.
Thanks, Podbean.
So if you're the other person listed or shout persons, out. Please let us know where you're actually from so we can correct that.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Absolutely. You could email us at what?
Shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, it's a Gmail. Nice.
Yep. In
Is there any other kind of email anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is Yahoo.
I still use AOL.
Hotmail or Live.
Yeah. I used to have a Hotmail.
No, Hotmails and Live are, they've all pretty much Outlook gone now. To Outlook because those are all the
I have
Microsoft
an Outlook.
Ones.
I do, personally. Yeah. But, I don't use it, but I've got it.
Email is in the episode description.
Oh, yeah, and we say it at the end of the episodes, don't we? Or Kurt does.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and what Britt was saying with the shout-out is we're so happy to have you guys from all over the place that we weren't really realizing how many people we had in different parts of the world. And if you've got anything to say about the podcast, good, bad, suggestions, let us know. We'd like to hear it.
Yeah,
and if you have a really cool question or something, we'll probably read it on the podcast.
Absolutely. And we won't really pay attention if it's bad, but, that's fine. You can contact us anyway.
It was a listener suggestion that got us to making sure we don't say I and we say our character names.
Ah, yes.
And it was a listener suggestion that got my sword named Emberbane, which I will endeavor to use that name more.
Emberbane.
Yes.
This is a cold sword.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good for making sandwiches.
That's why they call it cold cut.
Here comes all the cold cut jokes now. Sandwich.
Oh, Lordy. No, really, I did not know. We are multinational. National? Whatever.
National.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's pretty cool. We joke all the time. We got two listeners, your mom and my mom. But this is awesome.
Actually, I do have a sister-in-law that listens to us and has never played and never will play any Pathfinder. She listens to us because
vulgar.
I'm involved, apparently.
No, I was gonna guess vulgar. What do you call it? Comedy.
So, hi, Sam.
Bathroom humor.
Oh, hi, Sam.
We need a mailbox. I think those are mutually exclusive. But
no, those cost money.
A real mailbox.
So, we also should give a quick shout out to the What Do You Do podcast for retweeting a lot of our stuff all the time. So, thanks, guys.
They do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who are they? Do you listen to them, Jason?
I do not, only because I am full up on podcasts that I listen to. Like, yeah. I'm falling behind with the ones that I already have.
Yeah, you were saying a little bit ago that you're behind on some of them. What was the name of it again?
What do you do?
I'll have to add it to my list.
The classic DM question.
What do you do? What do you wish to do is what I like to say.
I drive for Uber.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, is a professional. But yeah, when you put it into context, it makes all the difference in the world.
So anyway, back to this whole thing.
Oh, are you ready for the whole?
Yeah, I'm excited about
it. You can't handle the whole.
Yes, tell us about Tam's hole.
But I think it is actually not Tam's hole. It's the hole that Tam is in front of currently.
I think before we get to all that, though, we need a recap. Tell them what we did.
We found a hole.
I mean, you guys.
We explored the cannibal camp after the defeat of the cannibals in a previous episode. We burned their bodies, by the way, to prevent necromancy, and searched them before we burned them. Don't worry. And we saw lightning strike, but avoided that and found out that the top of the lighthouse has a not functioning, but should be able to get it functioning, a mirror.
Yes.
Bronze reflection.
Reflector apparatus.
Yes. Which, in my mind, means we get our NPCs away from the crab shack to move them here and have them work on it while we go adventuring, because a week of construction work is not very a very good
boring.
Podcast.
That'd be a pretty boring. And Jask moves the stone over 3 feet and puts it in place with mortar. Yeah, that's boring.
And Tam is still looking for a duck-tailed rock.
No, that's right.
Duck-tails, woo!
And I will like to say that after we get done exploring this dank hole in the ground, that we should go and try to find the big burn area where those 5 lightning bolts hit to see maybe there's a reason. Maybe there's a huge pile of loot. I mean, because electricity,
it's like,
you know, conducts.
Following the rainbow metal. To Leprechaun's pile of gold.
But in this case, it's the lightning bolts, Lev.
Much more dangerous.
But and not nearly as cute.
Perhaps much more profitable.
Could be.
There's a possibility.
Let's see if we all survive this.
Okay, so I heard several ideas. Oh, I know where we left last episode. You're going to send the frog down, I believe. But
the frog and Tam.
The frog first.
Well, the frog was going to climb, and yes. Tam was going to jump.
Okay, yep. But now that Jarwin's got his stuff, and we've got this hole, and the idea that Jason just mentioned, is get the NPCs over here and have them rebuild this crap. And yes, Neil, what?
Jarwin is going to hand the ever-burning torch back to Artemis, as it is his, and I'm going to get to work with the pythons and the rope around the hole.
There may not be a need for that.
Okay.
Around in various points. It's almost a pentagram design. Yeah. Are stakes nailed into the ground?
So, Mr. GM,
yes.
Does Meta need a religion check to identify that has to do with Asmodeus?
Go ahead if you'd like.
Okay. More than 10.
No, it's just a little off kilter. It just happens to be the way that they decided to stake them down.
Yeah, fuck you too.
No, I was trying to say, what's the first order of business? Is it the hole, or do you want to travel back and grab the folks from the crab shack?
The hole.
Meta's understanding we were going to check the hole out first so we didn't leave something dangerous
behind. Just trying to derail you. Relax. It's fine.
No, I think the hole is definitely the clear the whole area.
Jarwin will give the hammer and pythons back to Tam. Say, thanks, I guess we don't need it.
Dump them back in the bag, and then Emberbane in one hand, open hand in the other, and look at Ronan to make sure he's good, and...
Two thumbs up here.
Okay.
Ronan.
Use one of your hands to grab your bow.
Ronan, do you have thumbs?
Why, yes. Yes, I do.
And they're probably webbed.
Tam jumps in
the
hole.
Yes, they are. I climb down, you know, try to aim for...
Okay, so, wait a minute. Slow down. You're throwing the rope down? Are you climbing down the rope, Tam?
No, I'm jumping.
You're jumping?
Yes.
Nath is throwing down the rope.
I have the expert leaper, which I can roll acrobatics to avoid more than the usual 10 feet of falling damage.
Okay.
And which I have done. I rolled. So I should be able to land and then...
Tumble, maybe?
Well, I'm thinking more like the land and do a crouch.
Okay.
The superhero landing.
Bam!
Break a knee.
And then be able to look around with Ronan being able to back me up because, you know, he can dish out 30 points of damage in a round.
Okay. And so the plan for Ronan is to climb down the rope a little bit, and
I don't need a rope.
Okay,
the wall
you're climbing down the pit, and then onto the ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yep. And Nath is tying off and throwing out a rope.
Nath is what?
Tying a rope off and throwing it down.
Tying a rope off. Okay.
Before the rope gets thrown down there, I'd like to try and be as stealthy as we can. I understand she's jumping down and that's going to make noise, but I would bet Tam can still try to be somewhat stealthy in that, so that if there is something down there, I'd rather not, you know, make a crap load of noise and let it know we're coming.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, so you need a stealth roll.
I feel like a 20.
Wait a minute, I got to go to Jarwin.
Hey, Nath, could you get the knotted rope out that we used earlier so I can climb down it?
That'd be much appreciated.
Sham would try to do it quietly.
Okay, so I need a stealth roll from you.
Meta would be standing at the top of the hole watching Tam intently to see what happens.
Are you staring at her ass?
No, I'm staring at her whole being.
Oh, okay.
If she gets in trouble, Meta will be leaping down to help.
Into my very soul.
Right. As dark as it may be.
Ronin, with his stealth check, is at a 27.
27 is pretty impressive. Tam, what'd you get for the stealth?
25.
Very impressive. Okay. And tell me this. Light source.
Ever-burning torch. Artemis has it.
Artemis is on top, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
But Ronin has dark vision. Am I right?
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
And Meta has dark vision.
Was Meta heading down yet?
No. Meta is standing at the top of the hole looking down.
Okay. And Nath, anything?
Rope.
Working on the rope.
Knotted rope, specifically.
Okay, after 2, 4, 6. Is that everybody?
Charwin's going to want to climb down the rope as soon as it's ready.
Okay.
Artemis is intently watching Tam for a high sign to go ahead and step off the side. And he will float down with his ring of feather falling.
Feather fall. Wow. This is a coordinated attack here on this hole.
For Meta, essentially, if Tam looks like she's in trouble, we'll leap into the hole with Featherfall active.
Okay. This is where we change maps.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. The uneven floor of this 10-foot-high cave is sustained with... Wait a minute.
Wait.
Wait for it.
Are you at the right cave?
I am not. Yes, I am. Okay, so apparently there's 10 feet of earth before you get open spaces. I didn't realize that before. Sorry. My bad. The uneven floor of this 10-foot-high cave is stained with blood and scattered with pieces of wood, fallen leaves, broken weapons, and in places, bits of bone. A hole in the ceiling that you just came through leads to the surface. Now, Tam can only see about 5 feet away. I'll give you a 10, because you got light coming directly above you.
And then Ronan's got 60 foot.
And Ronan's got 60. Well,
do I see anything down here besides us?
Natural. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Will. Trying to take a picture of this.
All
right. And I'm moving the board on him. Sorry, buddy.
It's funny. I paint a lot of figs, but I'm the only person with an unpainted
fig.
That is not true. Meta is not painted.
Really?
And in your defense, you painted Tam, so...
Well, there is that.
One of these days, I'll have to come over and paint Meta.
Yep. So, with your stealth rolls being 25 and 26, was that correct?
I think Kurt had a 27, didn't you?
27. 25 and 27. That was pretty good. You can see them, but they haven't noticed you yet.
Well, Tam can't see anybody.
And my fellow players, or my favorite players here today, you may now check your phones for a picture of this critters. There's two of them. That's nasty, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Those look nasty.
So, here's your description. This hideously malformed, hairless, pustule-covered corpse moves and snarls more like an undead hound than it does an undead man.
Would Tam be able to smell them? Because I do not remember if they have that ability or not.
They do not have an aura of stench, if that's what you're asking.
No. Okay.
I want to... just real quick, can I do a knowledge check on these before we get any further?
Would you please? Would you please? We're not in initiative. Shut up, Neil.
All right. In my knowledge religion, I got a... It's a 19.
19. I will give you one question, but right off the top, you know that this thing, these things, are called Festrogs, and they look nasty.
Would he also know that they are undead?
Religion would tell him that, yeah. So, yeah. He would know that off the top of his head as well.
Special attacks?
I guess that's an attack. It's described here as special abilities. Okay. So, diseased pustules. A creature that damages a festrog with a slashing or piercing. It's kind of a typo here. Or natural weapon. Or light weapon. Natural or light weapon is what they mean to write, but the way they've got it worded, it's kind of goofy. Or one-handed weapon is sprayed with foul, diseased pus. It's gross. Okay. And then they have to succeed fortitude saves or be sickened for an indeterminate amount of times, rounds in particular. And anyone who becomes sickened is, of course, exposed to what they call the filth fever.
All right. So when I'm looking at these,
yeah,
I would probably think maybe Tam can't see them.
Probably.
So I want to make sure she knows. I'm going to kind of point that direction, let her know there's two of them.
And how far away from Tam are you, and can she see you?
That's the question now. I would be above her.
I see.
So the light would probably still hit me.
Yes. So she's got a heads up. Fair enough.
Hopefully she's got a blade out. And
oh, yeah. Tam came down with Emberbane drawn and would have basically gone full defense, total defense, as soon as she landed.
Right. And if I remember correctly, Emberbane does not emit light.
That is correct.
Okay.
I also would probably try to make some kind of a gesture to the people up top that things are about to get ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm pretty sure these things are going to attack the second they know we're there.
Okay.
I'll use our standard operating procedure. It's been a bit since we've needed to use it, but I'll use message to relay to Jarwin that there are two creatures down here. That's all that I know.
Do I have message on me as well?
I believe it was the two scouts, and then me and one other person, and I don't remember who the other person was.
I would reveal the Festrogs.
I think it was Meta was the other one.
To Jarwin.
And then I would tell everybody that I'm up there with, hey, we got some undead down here, let's get down.
Get down, make love.
Get down on it.
No, different song.
Sorry, son.
All right. So you wish to proceed?
Tam will move out of the way of the hole. Do you really care where the hole is on this?
It's actually in the center of it, or as center as it can be.
Right about where you are.
Yeah, it's pretty misshapen.
Tam would move up, still crouch down, probably just partial defense, and then wait for the others to come down.
Jarwin will begin climbing down the rope.
So Tam and Ronan are now on ground level? Is that what you're saying?
Ronan is still where he's at, but I'm going to ready an action. If they move towards Tam, I will fire my bow two rounds.
Okay. Tam, are you currently down at ground level?
Have been since the beginning, yeah.
Okay. You are the one leading. That's right. All right. So now Meta has featherfalled?
Yes. Meta jumped and featherfell next to Tam.
Okay. And Nath?
Nath would like to head down the rope after Jarwin.
Oh, right. I will give that to you after we roll initiative.
Well, actually, I would just step off the edge of the hole and fall down and feather falling.
Just like Meta did.
Yep.
So for the listeners, Artemis jumped off and feather fell down after Meta.
That's what we should put that on the YouTube. You know, Jason / Tam looking at Artemis with disappointment.
Yeah, if we can get some fan art of that.
That would be great. And it would get used a lot. I'm just saying.
Actually, Tam is kind of a fan of Artemis. She likes him.
Aw.
It's what Tam aspires to be.
No, it's not. She doesn't want to be Artemis, but she recognizes the professionalism of which he has, even if he's not smart. He's competent.
That's fair. I mean, well, I'm not stupid.
All right. No, you're not, but it did take us like 2 hours to convince you that you were on an island.
Just very fixed in my opinions, that's all. And there was magic involved. I mean, we did cover that.
All right, who thinks they win this initiative? Of course Jarwin thinks so. What do you got?
24.
That's pretty good. Artemis.
20.
That's pretty good. Nath.
That's, I believe, 9.
All together or total?
Yes.
what do you think, Brick?
I just wanted to stump him. Ronan.
I don't know, I'm doing the math.
It's hard.
1 plus 8. 1.
I got an 18.
18. Meta.
Meta got 14. 1-4.
14. Damn.
10.
Woohoo! talk amongst yourselves while I get organized.
Do.
So then I don't know.
Does anybody else want any Girl Scout cookies? Because we're running to an end of that. I'm not looking at you, Pete. You've bought your pregnant wife plenty.
Made with real Girl Scouts. So, how many more years of Girl Scouts do you have, Jason?
Presuming Margaret gets into it as well, 14?
Oh, we're going to be in cookies for the next 14.
I didn't get cookies. I just gave you money directly, right?
So, the Girl Scouts also does a thing where if you don't want cookies but you want to donate, the money that you donate, they send that amount of cookies to troops.
Sweet.
So that's anybody cool. who just gave me straight money, that's what happened to it.
Awesome.
I can say, like, Decatur area, the Girl Scouts last year donated 50 cases of cookies to the EMS system.
That's awesome.
I bet you they loved it. Okay, let's set this up. We have Meta and Artemis floating down with Featherfall. What is the rate of Featherfall, just out of curiosity? How does that work?
Nebulous.
Okay.
I thought it was 20 feet per round. But
that
could be
sounds
mistaken.
Strangely familiar.
Nebulous or 20 feet? Look it up.
60 feet per round.
Ooh.
That's normal falling rate. That doesn't really make
sense. Yeah, that doesn't
sense.
Make any sense.
That sounds like it'd hurt.
I mean, I'm not doubting if that's what the spell says.
Oh,
that's
I'm
what
sorry.
It says.
I guess I should keep reading.
Yeah, keep reading, Pete.
Instantly changes the rate from 60 feet.
There we go. You just saw the numbers and said, up.
Read yep. faster.
I know you can math and all, but
it doesn't actually say what the rate is, just slowly.
Well, anyway, on my way here, down...
I can explain.
It's, yes, go ahead.
It says the rate is equivalent to the end of a fall from just a few feet. You will never fall faster than 60 feet per round, therefore you will never actually take damage from it.
Okay.
So it is less than 60 feet per round.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Well, right now we're at the top of round one. And Jarwin did, in fact, win this initiative. Jarwin.
Tell him what he's won, Johnny!
A double move down the rope!
You get hurt first.
So
makes
you're going to...
feel like climbing the rope in gym class.
Yeah. Stop it.
Yes, double move down the rope to get Nath so that Nath can come down as well.
Climb over Ronan.
No, Ronan's not on the rope. He's on the ceiling.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not on the rope.
He's dancing on the ceiling.
Oh, what a feeling.
Ronan's dancing on the ceiling.
You know, I did some research on Gripplies. We're actually considered good luck.
Is that right?
Is that before or after you eat the frog legs?
When you eat them.
Yeah, do we have to have just your foot, or is the whole Gripply lucky? That's important.
It's the whole Gripply when he's still alive. We're also considered a sign of a healthy environment.
A delicacy, copy I think, that. Is what you were looking for.
Don't let him get away. If he tries to leave, cage him.
If he tries to leave, go ahead and just eat him, because he's trying to abandon you.
Like I said, frog on a string.
No, we're going to get rid of the snakes and put them in Nath's basket.
I'm fine with that.
Nath is going to learn frog style.
Oh,
weeping frog style.
I think this is going to be less effective.
Crane tongue style.
You can't hit anything because he's constantly jostling you around like, let me out!
And with that gesture, I reach over with my dagger, cut the rope, and climb back up.
Wonderful. Oh,
you guys are nasty. All right. Top of round one, Jarwin is double climbing down. And that's 10. Wait, how's that work?
Quarter speed climbing.
Quarter speed climbing.
So I
but it's a knotted rope, and you're going down.
I move 60, which means I move 15 feet down.
How the fuck do you move 60?
That's a double move, fool.
Double move.
Yeah, but if you're at quarter,
yes, that's 15. I'm quartering it
you
for
you.
You
didn't let him finish the math.
No, I'm sorry.
15 feet, so I'm 5 feet off the ground, and at that point, I will let go.
Okay, so avoiding fall damage. Yes.
And they know we're here.
Very, very wise.
Clever girl.
Okay, so you are now on the map.
Yes.
All right. Artemis, since you are feather falling down, if you may take a range attack and are able to see them.
Yes.
Okay. Then you may make that attack.
That's what I was going to do is I step off the ledge into the space. I'm going to drop the ever-burning torch so it'll fall down before I will. And I will ready my bow. And as soon as they come into view, I will smite them.
Oh, smite away if you can.
Hey, he's paladin too.
Yeah, the rogue paladin.
That's a
common combination.
Mix. Yes.
Well, I mean, since I am a follower. Never mind. All right. That is a 17 to hit.
Oh, gosh. Now, guys, I guess I should look at the stat block, huh?
Yeah.
17 is what you said, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
What is the range on those exploding pustules? Because that is a piercing weapon.
No, slashing, piercing, natural, light, one-handed weapons.
So piercing would do
so
it.
So you have to be in melee with it in order to...
It depends on what the punctuation is, because if it's slashing and piercing, light, one-handed, melee, and natural weapons.
Well, right. I kind of done told you that they have a typo here. It's actually, it reads this way. A creature that damaged a Thestrog with a slashing or piercing natural weapon, comma, light weapon, comma, or one-handed weapon is sprayed with foul disease. Pass.
So you have to be within 5 feet melee range.
That's the way I'm going to interpret this, yes.
Yep.
So you have to be within melee range for, or somebody has to. So, I mean, if, for example, Nath was adjacent next to one of the ones that you were attacking, and you hit it with a piercing weapon, like a dagger, I'm assuming.
Right.
Then he might get hit.
That's not the way that ability would work, though.
No. It would be if he stabbed him, and then he would get splashed on him.
The way that reads, can you use two-handed weapons to negate that?
Yes.
Apparently so.
And reach weapons.
If you...
That's the way weird. The way that it actually is written without typos. Is
totally different.
Yes. Enlighten us, Pete.
Two-handed weapons would still activate it.
Yeah,
I kind of figured that.
As long as it meets one of those criteria.
On Archives of Nethys, it says piercing or slashing weapon. That's it. Just any piercing or slashing weapon. Doesn't say melee. It doesn't say range. Yeah. It doesn't say anything. That's all.
So, can we just...
All right. Let's just let Brett decide.
A 17 hit.
Excellent. And since they haven't went yet, I would get sneak attack on that. So that will be a total of... 7 points of damage.
Oof. I thought it was going to be bigger than that, but...
Well, I know, but I only get D4s because I'm a knife master, and that's a bow, so I'm sorry.
Oh, you were using a bow?
Well, yeah, you said ranged weapon, so I shot him with my bow as I came down.
Oh, I missed that part. See, because you are able to throw daggers, are you not?
Well, yeah, but I had my bow in my hand already, so I dropped the ever-burning torch and shot him.
Interesting.
Not choice. To mention, he'd have to go and retrieve the dagger afterwards.
Which might be difficult.
He's very attached to his daggers.
I have several, though. It's okay. I'll have throwing daggers.
This is
daggers.
Why I thought
stabbing
he was throwing
daggers.
A dagger.
Yeah. I'll have nice eating daggers.
Right.
I don't have one dagger that I gave to Jarwin. He needs to give me that back because I liked that one.
It's the
black handle.
I thought I gave it to you when I got my stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
We did the equipment swapping.
Yeah.
I thought you were just swapping with Tam. Yeah. I didn't
armor,
know what the three-way swap.
Scimitar. Gotcha. Yeah, I remember. It was last episode, though, so it was a whole half hour ago.
7 points of damage.
Gotcha. What a turn. Ronan.
All right, the same one he shot with his bow, I am going to shoot with mine. I'm going to shoot him twice.
Which one did you go for there? I didn't even notice. Okay.
One to the left.
One to the left.
All right. That is going to be a 19 to hit.
That will hit.
7 points of damage on the first arrow.
7, you say.
I have a crit threat. And that is an 18 to hit.
18 will hit. That confirms.
Here's the card.
Get the card. Get the card. Get the card. 4 points of damage. Oh, get the card, yeah.
Do the card.
Normal damage and 1 int damage and 1 bleed. Right in the ear.
Wow.
So your 4 points of damage would have been better.
Yeah. Because they don't do either of the others.
Say that again.
Normal damage.
Yes.
1 int damage.
Okay.
And 1 bleed.
Ooh.
But if they're undead, that doesn't do anything.
If they're undead,
they got undead traits.
Yeah. Neither of them affect them.
Okay. So what was your damage rune?
That was 2 points of damage on that second arrow.
Yeah, I saw your die, but I didn't know what your bonuses was. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, he's still standing. That would bring us to me. And he didn't like that so much. And he's going to retaliate. He will advance on Ronan, which is a 5 foot.
Nope, Ronan is on the ceiling.
Ronan's on the ceiling.
Yeah, Ronan's on the ceiling still.
And,
that's right.
Artemis is floating down slowly.
Artemis is floating down slowly. Who's on the ground? Oh, yeah.
Tam.
Tam is.
Yeah.
And technically
Tam
Jarwin.
Is only one on the ground.
No, Jarwin is.
Jarwin's on the ground, too.
Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. They don't have a range attack, so they can't retaliate.
Good to know.
Thank you, benevolent GM.
You're welcome. This time. This guy's going to advance there. the one on the right, as we call it.
We're going to call that one Jim.
If you want. What do you want to call the other guy?
Jom.
Jim Jom?
Jim Jom.
All right. I'll allow it.
Jim Jom in the tomb.
His meta is still floating down, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So far this guy's moved 5. Nath is still up, right?
Yeah, he's not actually there.
All right. So, only target is Tam.
Again, Jarwin is also down there.
Yes, Jarwin the Drow is
just
down
just
there.
Saying.
I just keep trying to forget about Jarwin. But it's kind of hard because Ronan's on the ceiling.
There for a while, but I kept saying his name.
So one going after Mr. Jarwin. I don't even know his last name.
Triot.
Triot. The right. Flame Dancer Bard.
So yeah. You say. All right. We're going to do this. We're going to make it hurt. Because I got my Bloodstained dice out.
Is it a Brit or a crit?
Brit or a crit?
Is it a Brit or a crit?
That's good, Mark. I like it. I like it a lot. Come on, we got to make this count. You guys killed all the cannibals.
Ooh.
That is a 19.
On the die.
Well, I hope he has a positive at hit score, because if he doesn't, then it's a miss.
So 19.
That's a plus 21.
That's a 21.
That'll hit.
Okay.
Thank you, Pete.
Do I need a save, Pete?
Not yet.
Okay.
We'll save that for the best part.
It depends. Are you doing a single claw or a single bite, GM?
No, that guy just moved how many feet?
10.
Looks like he moved 10.
That is a claw. And you will take 4.
You are a nicer GM than I.
Excuse me. 5. He's got a plus 1. That's my final answer. And
Al.
I would have done that one, but claw is 5.
You mean I get to choose which one?
Normally, they would attack with their primary attack when they only have a single attack, which would probably be their bite.
Which would give disease, yes. Speed, and
that is why
a
I
trip
asked.
Attempt.
Too yeah. Late now, because our benevolent GM has said, and he has spoken.
Exactly what Mark said. I'm still going to stick with the claw this time.
Cut the rope and run.
Nev is going to cut the rope and run. You got to wait for your turn, and then you can declare it. So then, number 2 is going to go after Miss Tam.
Yep.
And let's see what can happen there. Son of a gun. You see that, Mark?
That is a secondary 19 in a row there.
On the die. So that's 21.
Gets me.
Okay. This also is just a claw.
Okay.
You will take 4 points of damage. And that will conclude my turn and bring it to meta.
All right. In that case, as meta floats down, she will hold up her holy symbol of Apsu and call on the power of her god and send out a wave of positive energy.
That's going to hurt.
For 5 positive energy damage to the undead, and you get a will save, GM.
Will I or won't I?
I don't know. Will?
Will, what do you say?
Never.
Never? All right.
DM auto fails all saves. Got
it. Let's let the GM's dice decide as soon as he can figure out where the hell his will save is on these stat blocks. Fort Will, there it is. Okay. First one gets a total of 6. The second one gets 22.
So the first one takes full damage. The second one takes half.
And what do you got? Or did you already 5. Tell me? 5?
5 is full and 2 is half.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot. Believe it or not, they are both still standing. That will bring us to Tam.
Meta, how far down did you get? Are you on the ground yet?
GM?
Halfway.
Okay. So that means Tam can get underneath her and is going to attempt to do that.
Kinky.
Acrobatics check to move without provoking.
Kinkier.
It's only a 13, so I'm going to provoke from this guy.
Okay. He will take it.
Oh,
not a third 19, but a 13.
That's a mess.
I figured.
And then I got a 26 versus the other dude.
26? That yep. Will definitely make it.
So Tam goes underneath Meta as she's falling down and is standing underneath Ronan, so she can be flanking the other one with Jarwin, who has his cestus, so is armed, and she can hopefully get sneak attack.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a 23 to hit.
Wait a minute, was Jarwin on the ground already or not?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I keep forgetting, I'm sorry. I can't track everything, damn it. All right. And we are on
That's Jom on the left.
Jom, yes. Yes. Okay, I see now.
Okay, so 23 to hit, I presume hits.
Oh, yeah.
Can these things take cold damage? Should I roll it? Or?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because he was just hanging by a thread. So you knocked him out. He's done. What do you want to do now? Do you have some move?
Want to do, not what is about to happen, where I'm going to fail my fort save, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably. What you got?
A 9.
Oh, no.
Well, actually, it depends on what it is. What kind of effect is it?
Let me look.
It's a disease.
Yeah. Then it's a 9.
It is a disease. And that is a fail.
I figured. I didn't even beat the base 10. So.
Yeah.
So what's my onset?
Doesn't really tell me here. We'll get it on...
Onset is one day, frequency one save per day, and if you fail it, you take 1d4 con damage. Cure one to save.
Just one save to save?
Yes.
Nice. That's not so bad. I do have the DC ready, and that's the only thing I got ready.
Do you want me to write that down so you don't have to look it up again, or do you want to keep it a secret?
That's fine. I think any listener already knows, so, you know, no biggie. It's fine. I'll roll it, and I'll keep that part myself. Is that what you're asking me?
No, I'm asking so you don't have to go back and look it up when a day is passed in-game, if you want me to write it down.
Yeah, let's do that. It's a DC 12. I just wanted to anticipate you.
That's fine. I just just need to not roll like garbage next time.
Yeah, it'd help.
All right, well, that's Tam's whole turn. I moved 10 feet and attacked.
Okay. Oh, just for the record, that is, for some reason, charisma-based.
That means if you somehow lower that creature's charisma, the save would go down.
Oh, I see.
Undead, anything okay. That's normally based on con with undead is based on charisma, so like save DCs for poisons or breath weapons or whatever is always based on charisma.
Crazy. So that is your turn. Nath.
Nath is going to double move and book it down the rope.
Oh, you're not going to go with your original plan and cut the rope and leave?
No, I don't suppose I will.
Okay. Just checking.
God, what the hell is that?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. It's a Thestrog.
That's but Jim, and that one's Jom.
Jom looks a little unhealthy. Actually, Jim looks a little unhealthy, too.
So is that a double move for you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then that would bring us to the top of round 2 with Jarwin.
Jarwin is going to attempt to find a flank for somebody.
Flankety flank.
All right, so my acrobatics to get over there is a 27.
Okay.
And my attack is going to be a 21 to hit.
And it looks like you do have flanking, right?
I do not have flanking, no.
Oh, one more step. Okay.
And that's going to be 3 damage, and it is piercing and bludgeoning, if it matters.
Piercing, give me a save.
I rolled a 2, so I'm pretty sure I failed.
Yep. Sorry, rewind a minute, Jarwin. How much damage did you do? 2?
2 or 3, I don't remember.
All right, let's go with 3. Because I'm a mere benevolent.
Yep.
Yeah.
Benevolent.
Benevolent.
Okay. That's your turn, right?
Correct.
Let's go to Artemis. What do you got, Artie?
All right. I touch down light as a feather onto the bottom of the cavern.
Stiff as a board?
Kill it! And I see that there.
Nobody?
Okay. I will drop my bow, pulling a dagger and stepping 5 feet towards the beastie. And I will try to stab it in its eye.
Okay.
And for our listeners, we've got a very, very well-drawn compass rose on this beautiful map, and it's labeled Caves of the Mother. I presume fucker did not fit on there.
This is a Paizo-published map. They wouldn't put that on there.
Oh, nice.
Critical threat.
Oh, my goodness.
They wouldn't put that on there, but it doesn't mean that Brit wouldn't.
Correct.
And 11's not going to confirm.
Do you have flanking?
I do not have
flanking. No flanking for you. All
6 right. points of damage to its eye.
Gotcha. That would make it the ceiling climbing frog's turn.
Hold on a minute. Is the creature still up?
Yes.
And that was a dagger.
Yeah, I hate to make a that guy to myself, but I do have to make a save.
I knew it would count on you guys. There's so many seasoned GMs at this table, and I'm a rookie. So, yeah. Would that not also mean that the other two adjacent would have to make a save?
No, because I poked his pustule and it spewed on me, so I would have to get out of the way.
So you're the culprit.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So you're the only one that takes.
Do I make a reflex save?
Fortitude.
Save. Actually, because I have this little thing called twist away, I will go ahead and make a reflex save as an immediate action to twist out of the way of the pus.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say your reflex save is way more gooder.
Oh, it's way more gooder.
Uh-huh.
More gooder for sure.
To your advantage, though, DM, he is now staggered.
Yeah, and that means I can only take a move action or a standard action until the end of my next turn, which is the downside of the twist away. However, the upside is that I just got a 20 on my roll instead of a plus 1 to a fortitude save, but I get a plus 8 on my reflex. So there's that.
Well, good job. Here's the thing.
Reverse engineering the math, you would have passed with a fort save.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, whatever.
These guys, here's
I'm twisty. I like that.
Here's the thing. And it's great to use those certain abilities that you don't get to use every day because they are handy. But here's the thing. These guys are not here to kill you, but I was really hoping that I could do you some damage one way or another. Two out of three ain't bad.
Today is not that day.
Okay, so now it's the frog's turn, right?
Yay, my turn.
Artie. The frog on the ceiling. What do you wish to do?
Ronan's the frog on the ceiling.
I want to shoot him twice.
I was trying to do the whole revival of the Not Jarwin thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stay with me.
Nice excuse. Good job.
Okay.
I need more whiskey.
I'm
falling behind.
Please no more whiskey. We got another episode after this.
All right. So, that's 14 on the first arrow.
14 is a hit.
6 points of damage.
6 points. Copy that. Since and you're not moving, you 20, got another one, right?
Yep, 23 hit.
23? Oh, yeah.
That would be a 4 points of damage.
And he stops moving and falls over. And apparently nobody needs to make a fort save. So, there's that.
He's dead. Was that Jim or Jom?
That one's Jim.
No, they deserve to die. They're undead.
So it's
was
not
Jim.
And so it's not.
So they're re-dead.
It's not. It's dead, Jim. It's Jim is dead.
Hey, Meta.
Meta lands, she looks around and goes, "A lot of you guys seem sick. You got like this aura of disease on you.
Must be those magic glasses." Yeah, I'm thinking about a day I'm going to be coughing.
Can you do your spooky thing and get rid of this?
Not on diseases.
Why did we bring you?
Poisons. That's why you brought her.
Tomorrow I can help you out.
Oh, okay. Take your skin off and rub it on him.
Tomorrow morning, I'll
please do not do that.
Tomorrow morning, I'll rub some dirt in your wounds, and it'll help.
Okay,
dude, I was taking a drink. That was going to be a spit take, but I'm better than you.
Do we see anything else now that there's light down here?
I'm going to pick up the ever burning torch, Jarwin will.
Yeah, about that. D19.
Hey, Jarwin, do you know anything about these creatures?
Probably.
I don't remember even hitting you guys, did I? Not with a bite, anyway.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You got me. You got Tam.
You got scratch.
You hit both Tam and I with a claw.
Scratch, scratch. No bites.
That's correct.
Yep. Okay, just making sure.
But don't worry, we diseased ourselves.
All right, and the question I believe Artie said was, do we see anything else down here? Was that correct?
Right, because now there's light down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see a tunnel moving off to the east.
Meta, do you see anything down that tunnel with your magic eyes?
Do I see anything down that tunnel, GM? 60 foot?
Let's see. No, just dark passage.
All right, guys. I'll go ahead and head on down because I can see.
No,
not by yourself.
No. I'll have Ronan head on down because he can see.
Yeah, if he's willing to, yeah, Ronan is definitely the better option. He can see in the dark, and he's quieter than almost everybody.
And he can climb on the ceiling.
That's what I was going to say, right? Do your sticky-fingered ceiling walk there, Ronnie.
Why on earth would you think you're going to lead, Clunky?
I can be quiet.
And she's got that new shield.
So I rolled stealth. Total is negative 2.
Nice.
With that bad, it's just like, I can be quiet. Fart.
I'm thinking of that scene from Deuce Bigelow where they're on the ceiling and he's like...
I just see Meta turn around to say that to Tam and going clank with the shield right in the wall.
I'm not used to it. It's much bigger than my old one.
That's what she said.
Really got to get used to the size.
Yeah, props.
It's okay. You won't have to, you'll warm up to it after a few rounds.
Book.
All right, my stealth check.
Yeah.
Because I'm stealthy and I'm on the ceiling. I got a 29.
That's a pretty good stealth check, I would say. And you're moving towards the next area over here.
On the map? Just to clarify, standard operating procedure, we have message on, right?
Yeah.
It works better if you point it this way.
Question, old benevolent GM. How tall are the ceilings in the tunnels? That's
10 important. Feet.
It's a great question. Because it will vary. Anyway, heading off to the next room. Ronan is stealthing quite well and climbing across the ceiling. Now, because you have a climb speed, do you still get your normal movement rate?
No, 20. He gets the climb
speed. It's 20.
You get the okay. And you are heading to what I'm going to call the 20. Because that's what Paizo calls it. Let me tell you this. Are you ready for this?
Sock it to me.
The smell of decay is thick in the air of this wide but low-ceilinged cavern. To one side, the ceiling drops down to little more than 3 feet in height over a region strewn with bones and bits of flesh, while the other, the ceiling bulges upward into a dome shape. 6 peculiar pod-like, because you have dark vision, right? You can see this, yes.
Yes.
Pod-like alcoves line the walls of this, the cave at this side. And in this case, we are talking about the north side and the east side of this cave.
Which side has the low ceiling?
The south side.
Okay, so the side where all the pockets are, that has a higher ceiling.
Yes.
When I look at the ceiling, is there anything on the ceiling?
I bet you there's a frog up there.
There's definitely a frog. A Gripply.
Another one?
No, just you. A couple little stalactites here and there, but nothing else.
Okay, and I don't see any other beings in the room?
Interesting.
Do you need a perception check?
Yeah, why don't you give me one?
It's the pod people.
Bum, bum,
those
bum.
Things open and they're clones of us.
I'd be cool with that.
Can you crit skills?
No.
Oh.
Nor can you fumble.
I got a 30.
You see a brass button in the corner that says property of Thrun Fang. Also some lint.
You look over to the north, and you think you can make out a humanoid shape in the center directly across from you.
All pod. Right. Now, how high is the ceiling?
What did I say already?
You said it bubbled up, but I don't remember a height.
I think it was 20. Hang on. Bulges upward in a dome shape. It does not give me a height. So let's say 15 to 20, somewhere in that range. And in one of those 6 circular pod-like alcoves that line the walls of this cave at the side, you see a humanoid figure.
So just one.
Like in the pod or like...
Resting in the alcove.
Okay.
So, yes, I'm going to climb the ceiling, and before I go in, I'm going to alert the others that I found another entity in this room, and I'm going to go vertical and prepare for combat.
Sounds like a plan.
Do you guys relay that to the rest of us? You message people, you...
It's got to come from Jarwin.
Yes, I will notify everyone else of what the information I'm given.
All right, then I'll begin moving that way with my my bow drawn.
I don't suppose I could get a knowledge check on it. Do I see enough of it to get a knowledge check?
You are not quite close enough.
Tam will quietly follow Artemis.
Do we need stealth checks, Britt?
It's up to you.
Keeping a good 15 feet back, Meta will follow the other two.
Nath will stay near Meta.
Jarwin does the same.
23 stealth for Artemis. Stealth.
Okay.
Tam has a 21 stealth.
21 stealth.
And Meta has a...
Wait, let me guess. -3.
+2.
Whoa, I was so close. Ronan, did you do a stealth?
When I first came in, you need me to do another?
No, you did it for... you remember what it was?
It's a 29.
Yes. Like,
yeah, it's all pretty good, except for, you know, of course, Meta.
Nath got a 8.
Nice.
He's still pretending to be a tree.
Trees don't walk so quietly,
Russell,
I guess.
Russell, Russell, Russell.
Nor do they tend to live in caves.
Charlie had a 24 on stealth.
Okay.
Kind of pictured Meta walking down going, I'm sneaky!
She's probably going, shh,
Shh, Nath, you're being too loud.
Okay. Ronan, do you want to give me a perception check? Please? Since you're in the lead. Artemis, you can as well.
I got a 25.
25?
I got a 10. 10? It's dark. The light's not here yet.
Wait, let me check the board here.
Don't you have the light source?
No, Jawin took it back.
Tam, you can too. Checking the board. That's looking pretty good.
12 higher if it's a trap.
It's not a trap. All right, but thank you. Ronan, you seem to say, wait a minute. There's a body over there of some sort. It looks kind of familiar. Would you roll again?
Oh, 25.
Yeah, you think maybe without the hat, because this guy's not wearing a hat. This looks a lot like our captain, the Genevieve.
Given the proximity to us, the guy looks like the captain of the humanoid that I saw? Is it the same, or is this a separate body?
Somehow it seems a bit twisted.
Okay, is it animated, or is it...
It is motionless.
It's motionless and twisted.
Yes.
Motionless and twisted is usually more meta's thing. I pass that along to everyone else.
So he passes that along through Jarwin.
I'll let everybody know that it looks like the captain's up here, but there's something wrong with him. And then I'm going to add, I think he might be dead, maybe, like these other guys were.
Or undead, maybe.
All right, well, let's get to stabbing, then.
What's a rogue, always a rogue.
As the light comes up behind us, as Jawin's getting closer, I will begin to step into the room, covering the shape in the alcove with my bow, while glancing at the opening directly across from us to make sure no one's coming out of there.
All right.
Tam will brain crakes and not rush, but whereas Artemis is covering the exit, the other exit,
okay.
Tam is going to go towards that body because she wants to do some stabbing.
Okay.
Jarwin's going to follow Tam when Tam moves forward.
Meta, what you want to do? You're just kind of next in line, so I thought I'd ask.
Meta will continue onward.
Okay.
And Nath will follow into the room.
Meta, you shouldn't step in front of me when I've got an arrow on the bow. We've talked about this, love.
Careful, you don't want any of them to deflate, mate.
So you all have moved on up into this particular room. Tam is ready to apparently coup de grace, a lifeless body. Everybody else is directly behind her. Runner, are you still on the ceiling?
Yes.
Okay. And you are furthest back?
I'm climbed up on the ceiling as high as I can get.
Okay. Looks good. We're all set up for our next bit of action. And you know what? We're going to have to pick it up next time. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you later.
Oh, I gotta pee!
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at Farmageddon137.com, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.